This is CliffCentral.com.
Thomas Gumede and Lungile Radu, they are both involved in a great show called Hashtag Bring Back My Lover. That sounds like it should be a James Blunt song. Doesn't it?
Bring back my lover. Bring back my friend.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, let me tell you about Thomas first. Yeah,
yes.
You wanted to say
something? No, I was going to ask if they're going to be ushered in. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Here they come. Don't worry.
They are in the house. Be still, my fluttering heart.
Oh, are you excited about this?
Oh, listen.
We need one of you over here and one of you over there. We separate you. Let's get this organized.
Good. I've touched you before.
How's it, guys? All right. So, guys, you got to get the show going. You can't, do me in front of the mic so we can hear what you're saying.
Oh,
what are you talking
about? Sorry. I was saying I've touched Thomas before. I've never touched Lungile before. So it was my first time with Lungile.
She was letting it.
It was very nice.
She was letting
Thomas is still my fave.
She was letting touching
Lungile.
Because
he squeezes. Thomas gives you a proper squeeze.
No,
Lungile gives you a hug.
To me, you've touched. You've never tasted. Please, don't make the audience think otherwise.
Okay, Ben 8. Don't worry. These things will happen.
Ben 8. Not even a Ben 10, a Ben 8. All right, gents, welcome. Very happy to have you here. I'm very excited about the show, but we're all confused. What is the show? Because Dumi thought, first of all, it might be a seance thing where you bring back dead people. And I said, no, I think it's where you put X's together again.
Yes, you're correct.
Is that what it is?
First and foremost, thank you for having us, Gareth.
Sure.
We're very excited to be here. You know what I'm saying? We also support Data Must Fall. So you know that's what's up. But this show is literally about. So let's say Gareth, you had an ex.
Hold
then
on.
We
the data must fall. People are just walking by. Push them, go past
them. Yes, the data must fall. Data must fall. Data must fall. A posted
data. Alright, thank you. Let's just shut the protest down. Thank you, everybody. Calm down. Thank you. Bye-bye, protesters. There, where they've moved on.
Thanks. We'll take pictures later, Jen. Sure, Buffett.
Alright, so tell me about this show of yours. It sounds fantastic.
It's literally, let's say me and Tumi used to be lovers, and then Tumi breaks my heart and leaves me.
I
write into the show and I say, guys, please help me get Tumi back. We then call Tumi under a certain auspice that she would never, ever, ever imagine is about her ex.
Mm-hmm.
We get her to an interview, like maybe at a Gareth Cliff or GarethCliff.com, Central Touch, Data Must Fall. And then next thing, she thinks she's here for an interview, and in walks the ex, me going, hey, baby, it's not actually an interview. I'm here to ask for my love back.
But most times,
it can go so well or so bad. Because most times, it's either that the guy or the girl hasn't made the effort to actually say, look, I'm sorry, and take me back. Or they've made the effort and hasn't worked, and now they're trying the last measures, which is writing into the show.
But what if Dumi's moved on from you, and she's already married Mpo?
Yeah.
And now you are back in the picture trying to get her. What happens to that whole situation?
That's what we call ratings. See what happens when that
Television
is happening.
Is
that is what we call ratings.
Jackpot.
That is jackpot.
We have drama.
Oh, thank
you. Oh, we love it.
Wait. So what's the difference between this and love back?
This is love back.
Oh.
It's just that Gareth was calling it by what the media dubbed it first, and they just called it hashtag take back your lover, bring back my
bring
lover.
Back my love.
But it's literally it's called love back.
Oh.
And it's the original format. It's me back presenting.
Then
again.
It would be season 4.
It's season 4, yes,
indeed.
Sir.
Oh.
Season 4.
Oh, so you guys own that?
Yes, we do.
Very
I'm
clever.
So impressed. I didn't notice you guys are such hustlers though.
No, you guys are
you guys, I respect your hustle. If I have to be I love your hustle.
Thank you so much.
Because my thing is, these are the guys who arrived at a time when everybody just wanted to be famous. Everybody wanted to be on TV.
Mm-hmm. They still do this.
They still do.
Everybody still wants to be famous.
But the difference is, no, but that's when, you know, they arrived with the age group that was the it age group. And what they've done is they haven't gone, put me in front of the screen. They've gone, we're going to learn how you're putting stuff on screen, and we're going to put stuff on screen, and we're going to own our IP, as opposed to always being the yes man people.
Well,
am I correct? Because that's what I've read from you guys, that
definitely.
You do you.
Listen to
I
this quickly.
It,
listen to Thomas's CV. I mean, this is nothing small. Award-winning actor, stand-up comedian, two-time SAFTA winner,
That's right. Pop, 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 pop. Softers must rise.
But that's amazing. You've been in a whole bunch of local TV shows. Yeah. And you actually did study film and live performance. So this is like a... For you, now you're getting to where you want to be.
Definitely.
This
I mean,
is like you're behind the scenes, but you're also in front. Yeah. You can do everything.
I used to look at... in college, I used to look at guys like your Mark Wahlbergs, who were like executive producers of their own stuff. Only because people didn't believe in their talent, right?
Yeah.
He was ostracized. They were like, you can't act. Nobody likes you. And he said, okay, cool. I'll do it myself. Look at guys like Martin Lawrence, executive producer of his own sitcom. And I didn't understand what it took to get there. So now I'm finally at a place where I'm like, I'm so happy
and
that
TV,
I understand
TV
now.
TV is exactly the right place to be in because movies are dying. And in this country, we haven't really ever had a movie.
Ooh, movies are definitely
not
dying.
Say that
definitely.
Thomas.
Compared to television. Compared to television.
Compared to
television.
Television
paying more. Even in Hollywood, all the
movie
big actors
are television.
Coming on TV.
It's
that's true.
Faster.
But that's only because in Hollywood, they've lived the full cycle. They've been doing it properly for 300 years.
You say we're only starting.
We've got the next 200 to 300 years to blow up in film on this continent.
And you're going
to
be part of it.
At the forefront. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're writing a film script right now. It's going to be the first out of parental advisory production. So it's going to be, for us, we're going to try to do what we do with reality TV. We're just going to bring it back to the people. We're not going to try to make it too far away from what the people want to see. We the masses, we know what the masses want.
So what do people want? Because this is a problem with South African movies, is that the only time you hear about a movie from South Africa is maybe one of three things. The first one is that it's one of our political stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like with other people playing our heroes, never South African.
Oh, the Idris Elbas of the world.
Yeah.
Playing
I'm not,
Nelson
I'm not
Mandela.
Criticizing
no,
that,
no, no.
But it's just something
but
that
that's
happens.
Just the way
for
it
sure.
Goes.
The other thing is that it's some sad sob story of someone who's miserable and whose life just really didn't go very well. And it's depressing. It's dramatic, but it's depressing. And the third kind is those Afrikaans romance shitty things that otherwise we don't have like another genre. So what genre are we going to find that everybody loves?
I think, Gareth, just to answer your question, I think all those genres that have been happening are needed in the industry, right? But then that doesn't say that we must limit ourselves to that.
Mm.
What you're finding now is that there's a lot of rom-coms that are coming up, you know, and people are taking a like to that. Maybe 2 years from now, there'll be action that'll be the next buzz genre, and people are going to take a liking to that. So I think the important thing here is for us to be able to tell our stories the way that we can, because we are the people.
What kind of movies do you two want to make?
Oh, man. I want to make movies that I want to watch. So what usually happens is that between the scripting and the casting and the producing and the funding and the thing, the producers really make a movie that they wouldn't want to watch. You understand what I'm saying? They're making a film because now they're making a film. So first and foremost, if I'm young and I'm black and I grew up in South Africa and I make a movie that I want to watch, chances are 90% of the people who look and sound like me are going to enjoy that film unless I'm that far detached, and I don't believe I am. And that's how we treat our concepts, the realities or even the drama concepts that we're working on. We don't want to take it so far away and be like sci-fi. Look, District 9 was great, but I wouldn't have been able to write that, right? Neil and Shalto, white boys, who knew?
But they needed that Hollywood money.
But they also had like, you know, they probably grew up watching a lot more stuff that would allow their imagination to take them there.
So you're going to do Generations the movie, is that what you're talking about?
We're gonna do Generations the action flick rom com
with a Western touch.
You see Dingo in the Northern Cape.
You know what my big thing is, Gareth? I must say I found that we have amazing stories in this country, right? Although there are those people who send half baked scripts and then they ask for funding and then they don't get it and then they're surprised. But what I think is one thing that needs to change is when we start selling our films. Because in America, we're talking about movies before they even start making them, bruh.
Yeah.
Then people are already talking about this thing. When's this thing coming? When's this thing coming? Because I've noticed that with us, when we need to sell films, also just putting famous people there, whether they can act or not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it gets awkward for the rest of us who want to actually enjoy great performances. But I'm saying when you hear stuff like that, like now we already know they're working on a movie and they're two guys we love. Imagine if... I mean, these are known faces. They get partners on board. They get some food group. They get some cell phone company. And it's a teaser. We're teasing people. Remember how long Cell C teased us before they actually launched back in the day?
Yeah.
Imagine this movie started teasing us that by the time it comes out,
You're hungry.
People are we're hungry for it because everybody's been talking about it. We want to know what the heck this damn thing is. Because I don't think this country has a problem with story. We don't have a problem with content. Yeah. We have a big problem with money.
And we don't have a problem with talent.
In fact, we don't even talent. Sometimes even the full product, there is nothing wrong with it. Where we don't have the money, selling. Mm. We're just not selling. Why did Material do so well? I used to go on my F&B app and I'd get an advert about these guys. I'd go and buy a burger. There's Material in my face. Before it was even in the movies. You know, that was huge. That was clever. And I feel like the next movies that come up with the energy you guys have is people need to be talking about this film.
Hype.
Just because you've just cast Nomsa Mombatha. Everybody's talking about, Nomsa is doing this movie, these guys, and you know it's crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah, every time we're watching Love Back, we're going, yo, hey, and in the background there, this movie is coming, with Love Back. Yeah, will we see a bit of Love Back on this movie? People are going to be talking about it. That by the time it comes, bruh, we're all in there. Expecting something. Then it puts you under more pressure to still put up that thing you wanted to put in the beginning. Because he's right, eh? You start off with one thing, everybody else gets involved. By the time it comes out...
But you have to start. Another thing is that people like to theoreticize everything, if that's even a word.
They like to theoreticize.
You know, they like to do that. But they forget that firstly, just start. People will support you. Start the thing and then start. Then make your excuses. You know, but don't make the excuses first. At least do it. You know, make the movie and then say, okay, it didn't sell. But like, don't be like, it will never. Plus, we only look at South Africa as the audience that we have. I've traveled the African continent. I've been fortunate enough to be to Nigeria like 6 or 7 times. There's a whole market of people who love our films there, but we don't distribute there.
Yeah.
We just don't have the conversations. We don't know who the Silver Bird marketing distributor is there. Mm. So when we do have a film, it's not like you saying, I've got 180 million people I'm selling it to. You're just selling it to South Africans. And then after 2 weeks, after Sterky Nicole pulls it off the circuit, then you think your life is over. And you're like, you haven't even gone to Ghana or Cameroon where all these South African shows actually play. Where we are actually popular, but we don't travel. We don't even have a damn passport. You understand what I'm saying? How are you going to sell a film? You don't even have a passport.
Look, so is this your face? Like when you're selling Sabe,
get your passport stamps, guys. Break down the borders.
How do you get the Angry X to sign the release for?
Oh, well, I guess it only comes at the end. At the end of everything. Once the ex has told the person that, yes, I do take you back, or no, I don't take you back because I've got another love or memory. And there's closure. We'll be like, okay, now that everything has happened, do you mind?
Do you mind?
So that we can move on with our lives.
And they do?
Yes. 98% of them do. Yeah. And then those who don't, we literally can't air that episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people reserve the right now. And that's one of the risks that we knew going into the show, that there might be somebody who's moved on.
You're really playing on the fact that 98% of people then want to be on TV more than they care about their relationships.
If you look at social media, everybody's trying to get seen, right? Everyone wants followers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everyone's trying to get followers.
They'd rather have that than a happy relationship.
Sure.
Well, look, some of them who are in a relationship go, now I've shown my boyfriend that I actually don't want my ex back. I've proven to the whole country. Because there might have been that thing, like, hey, he calls you all the time. Yeah. And now she's like, Angikufuni. And then it's on TV. And he's like, honey, what did I say?
Look, I told you.
Look.
How can we get over this guy?
Look at your girl.
Now, let's just talk about Lungile for a second. Because we've seen you on TV. You started off doing all kinds of commercials. And by the way, what's going on with this gray, man?
Oh,
the gray in the head.
Man, it's the dead. It's the dead. You
it's
know?
Not. This is not color. This is like natural.
No, it's natural as it comes.
Very distinguished look.
Very, It looks good. You're pulling it off well.
Thank you.
So we would have remembered you from obviously Big Brother Mzansi, and then obviously The Voice, and then Rhythm City, among other things.
Loved him on Rhythm City.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So
always follows me.
He could cry too.
Yeah, isn't it amazing with soap opera audiences? They're in it. They live that story. It's crazy. Call you Spoo, right?
They still call me Spoo. It's been like 6 years since I last did Rhythm City, but even today, yesterday I was being called, hey Smoo, where's Miles?
They ask you about your relationships in the soap opera like they're real. It's amazing how those soap operas people live in them.
Definitely. Definitely.
It's sad.
It's a crazy world, actually. It's a crazy world once you step out of it and realize, wow, I was part of this.
Are you doing The Voice again?
Yeah, it's coming back again starting next year, Jan.
Very good. Are you guys filming already, or when do you start
those?
No,
we're only going to start. We started with the audition processes and
everything. I heard we beat you with the ratings by a long way.
Wow! Different channels. Different channels. There's premium, there's not so premium.
I heard our ratings were 12 times yours. Is that the what you heard?
On the not so premium channel, maybe. No. Well, I don't know. Hey, but premium
saying?
Light channel.
What are you
but
saying?
On 101, you were not even playing there. You're not even broadcast. So I don't know. I can't compare apples and oranges, Gareth.
Okay, 12 times the audience is all I'm saying.
Apples, oranges.
That's what I heard.
But I'm digging the new season of Idols, though.
Thank you. Those judges? I mean, I love all four of them. They're all interesting people. By the way, the only one who hasn't come in here yet to talk to us, Mubs, is Bobby. I think he's afraid.
Of what?
I don't know. Maybe he's afraid that we're going to, ask him questions he doesn't want to answer. I don't know.
Such as?
Guy must come in. I don't have questions. Yeah. I haven't got a plan for the guy. But we've had Lira in here a couple of times, right? We've spoken to Karin a couple of times.
Yeah.
We met Karin in Cape Town last time, right? So now it's just him. He has to come. I've told him he must bring that sister.
Maybe he's just shy.
And
he doesn't want to come, huh? After you call his sister and a piece of that, so he doesn't want to come.
Like, I don't know why he wouldn't have me.
I wonder. I don't know.
Bobby,
I don't see it.
Just come, Thomas, bring your sister.
No. Just come. Hey, where's your sister?
Where's your sister, Bob?
Wait, when does season 2 start?
It starts at the end of Jan next year.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you guys are busy already?
Nothing yet.
We haven't done anything yet in terms of start recording. Yeah. It's all going to start, I think, in a month.
How much work do you have on the show? Like, do you have to be there the whole time? Because it could be a long day then.
Yeah, it's very long days. I'm sure you'd know. You know.
No, we just pitch up for the show.
Oh, for
you
real?
Can
see.
Oh,
that's why.
You can see there's nothing on Idol stuff. Come on.
Okay.
We just... We arrive. Cameras roll.
Again,
you saw it.
I was there before you guys, and I'm an audience member.
Let me tell you something. You know you got a good gig when you go to court to ask for your job back, okay? Get it on the
Whoa. Not to ask. Demand.
Like, Baba, do you know how nice it is?
There's clearly levels to this.
Unfortunately, we worked the whole day there.
So, I mean, this is with, between you two, with the amount of experience that you've got in television and in film and everything else, you really are set up. You could be like the Wayans brothers with their huge network of actors that work for them, movies that you produce. And the only reason I say them is because you're also good looking like the Wayans brothers. So you got all of that shit together. But
not because they're black. You didn't say Warner Brothers. No. They also start with a W.
Hold on a second.
Wayans.
The Warner Brothers. Whether they were actually brothers or whether... Or whether Warner was an actual surname.
Surname, right?
We don't know.
We never know.
I do know the Wayans.
Wayans brothers.
You know what they look like. Right.
Definitely.
And also, I mean, there could be, this could be the beginning of, because it's really about the people in it.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about the industry and it's money and it's this and it's that. I love the fact that I said movies and you got all upset because you believe in movies.
Mm. I do.
That energy will make the thing come together.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's all it takes. So who are you going to have as your... Are you going to have a preferred group of actors that you use, or are you going to use everybody? You're going to give jobs to all
after
these celebrities?
After I've cast myself, it doesn't matter after that. Then everyone else can fold. I am not writing the movies for somebody else. I'm writing for me and somebody else. So that's literally... Because nobody's going to make me a superhero. Mm. I've noticed. Like, they'll make me a hobo.
Why don't they like you for a superhero?
I don't know. They believe I'm too short. Maybe they don't know camera angles. You know, they don't know Sylvester Stallone is my height.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
How dare they?
Yeah. You know, Jean-Claude Van Damme is my height. I think. What kind of superpowers are you gonna have? You can actually speak better than them. what kind of superpowers would you have?
I would have the power to turn things black.
Things,
not people.
The Black Knight.
There's no power big enough to do that. Just the Black Knight.
His superhero name is Ink.
But to
be, and that's, there we go. Listen to that.
Just to be.
She's writing a script as we speak.
Ink, yes. I stain you with my life. But to be, sorry to, I just wanted to, like, this guy, I know we're doing Love Back, so I came up with the concept of Love Back, right? So we're launching that on the 11th of October. He's got a show that he's doing under our company called Mzansi Footballers that we're launching on the 12th of October. So we've got two shows under the company
it's
umbrella.
It's a big week next week.
Launching back to back Wednesday and Thursday. So I hear the voice, thanks, but our thing is Mzansi Footballers.
But this is fantastic because, I mean, I don't know a lot of people who are launching two shows in the same week. You're producing them, which means that you also have, on the back end, you've got some kind of a deal there, right? Sure.
Definitely, we're producing the shows. We present the shows. We write the shows.
We conceptualize,
conceptualize the shows.
This is a very big deal. How much time do you have? This is crazy. This must take up every minute of your day.
It does, but funny enough, we like, you're an artist, right? So you have every minute of your day to do your thing. You know how it is. Like, you know, I was going to tell you, you know, I'm going to schedule what Gareth is going to do here. You like, okay, I'll spend as much time as I can building this thing. And everybody else gets the second, you know, second preference, second place. So that's how we treat it, you know.
His girlfriend listens and goes, oh, okay.
But don't you buy, you know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock after you've been working a 24-hour cycle, you know, cartel, and I'm finished. I just want to go home and
sleep. Just change venues. You go to the pub, you know, you get inspiration. You can work there. And then, yeah, you can work there. You
How much of this job is sitting behind a laptop?
None of it, basically. We hired people to do that. We realized that was our weakness. So we're like, you know what? The less time we can spend in front of the laptop. So we on set, we're in viewings, we are in pitching
brainstorming sessions,
but we do not want to go the FCC sheet that we need to hand in.
Luckily, we have a strong team that handles all of that in terms of our production company.
Yeah.
Are you making good money?
It's looking nice at the moment. It can be better, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, it's looking nice. We're working towards good.
We're balancing the overheads with trying to get a bonus at the end. Yeah, you know? We employ 14 people. So in terms of making good money, at least 14 people that benefit permanently from us every month waking up and being as crazy
as we are. That's impressive stuff.
So that's for us, that's like the whole thing. If we get into a car accident tomorrow, they will come and save us because they need to make sure their boss is alive end of the month, because, you know, we're feeding some families out here, you know what I mean? So we bought our love.
That's one hell of a way to make sure that people know if you're okay, is to employ them.
Yeah, employ them, right? Definitely.
They are listening right now.
Right now, with get well cards in case we don't make it to the office.
Now, I'm interested. How come Lungile has got a blue tick on his Twitter account and you do not, Thomas? What's going on here? And you have the same number. No, just a little bit less. You have 2,000 followers less than him on Twitter, but he's verified and you are not.
What's I'll tell you why. Because he has a wife.
Boom.
That's why.
What?
Wife and gray hair.
Wife, you know why?
That's how I got the gray hair.
Because obviously it wasn't him who verified himself. His wife was like, honey, you've got gray hair. You're on The Voice. You're on Big Brother. Can we just verify you? Me, I've got no one like that in my life. I'm looking at my Twitter account, giving myself props. Like, yeah, man, I must verify.
Let's see whether you've said anything interesting on Twitter. Let's take a look at the timeline here. Let's go to Thomas's first. He's about to be interviewed by me. Okay. And then I see, what is Ridiculousness Africa?
It's a show that I do on.
You do another show. How many shows are you involved in?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Do you sleep or not really?
Not really. Like you said, we just change venues. We go from, we just change venues. It's a show. It's an American-based television show. So Ridiculousness, hosted by Rob Dyrdek.
Okay.
So we did the Africa version, but we shot it in Spain with Basket Mouth, Boity.
Basket Mouth's a funny bastard.
Yeah, he's hilarious. So it's just one of those internet video. In fact, it wasn't you. It was that other guy. Whackhead. Is it? The guy used to do the internet clips. So it's like internet clips, and then you comment on them and you make fun of them, man.
Yes.
That's the show.
He says here, I really hope and pray that those in power, black government and white capitalists, deliver on real reconciliation. # fees must fall.
That's right.
Is that that's your position on fees must fall?
Yeah, definitely. It's like we all have to work together. We know, like, who has the money, and we know who has the structures in place to put that money in the right place. You know, it's not up to the students to figure that out. It's up to those
Please
in that place.
Don't talk to Tumi about anything for free at the moment. Jesus, she went into a diatribe this morning.
Yeah. She took us to church.
I'm still on fire from the flames that came out of her mouth.
She put all of us in our place, and that is where we shall remain.
Is that why you're still a bit shaky when I came in?
Lungile, how about you? Do you use social media mostly to promote the stuff that you're doing? Because that's where it's useful. Otherwise, I don't see much use in it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like you need to express yourself on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm a private person, you know. I don't want everyone knowing when I'm taking a dump and all those kind of stuff.
Did you take one this morning?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Sometimes every we need to know, Lung.
Wow. You know, I don't... I just think you look at me differently when you know.
Dumi's been stalking everybody on Twitter.
Is it?
Just waiting to find out.
Because
we
want to see if you do that little that eye thing. See, you're doing it now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but now, being a... Why would you want to be married in your position?
Because
you're a TV star. You're a well-known guy. You're a good-looking dude. You've got this whole distinguished gray hair thing going on. But now... You've got a wife, and I don't doubt for a second you love her to pieces. I don't doubt for that sure. This is going very well.
Shout out.
I don't doubt that this isn't real love.
Yeah.
But there are so many women out there who you could be having fun with, but you're married at this stage. How old are you?
I am 35 now.
Okay, well, maybe.
maybe.
Because you look like, 28, 29. You could still get away with that. But you're settled, you have no regrets.
None whatsoever, baby. I have no regret.
Bring back my lover.
I've had my fair share, Gareth. I've had my fair share. I'm 35 now, you know. And luckily enough, I found my
When did you guys get married?
We got married like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. So this is still you're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, still new.
I've
been dating my girl for like 18 years though.
Oh, really?
What?
Oh,
that's lovely.
I take it all back. Mm-hmm. Is this one? Are you very religious people, you and your wife?
No.
So it's not like Mormons or like
Mormons.
Like Jehovah's Witnesses.
No.
People who meet at high school stick together the whole time.
Well, we did meet at high school and we split up, and then I did my thing and you know, like you were saying, you know, and then
so you
came back
around.
Again.
Right.
You know, and then
she was obviously the one for you.
Definitely, yeah.
Then this could be the best example, because you know, also in the entertainment business, it's hard to keep it together.
Yeah.
There's lots of temptation thrown your way.
Definitely. Yeah.
Money there's.
In life, in general, isn't
it? And these days, the temptations have no shame, hey? They just throw themselves at you. Doesn't matter where you are. They're like,
skibberish.
Luckily, I've got a partner who takes care of all of them.
Yeah, we love those ones. They spot her while she's coming. Like, this woman's probably like a Michelle Obama. Because, you know, you'll never hear about Barack and another. Before you start thinking that she knows your thing, he's like, baby girl, let me holler at you for a minute.
Quick, fast.
Yeah. You're fine.
But that must mean that your wife is a very, very strong, powerful, independent woman. I mean, there's no way that she could put up with the kind of life that you lead and not be secure.
No, definitely. She's the total opposite to me. You know, she does not like this whole limelight thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's very grounded, strict, but knows how to have fun. She's private, but, you know, she's a people's person at the same time.
Is she in the corporate world?
No, actually, she's behind the scenes in the TV industry world. She works for ETV, but... corporate-wise now, you know.
Okay, yeah, wow, all right. Sounds like a very powerful, it's a power combo.
Yeah, it's a power combo. She's a CIA operative.
How so?
She works for ETV, like, during the day, but at night, there's things she knows about me that I don't know about myself, because I'm his business partner, you understand?
Shit. So she's checking your bank accounts, she's making
everything.
Sure.
Everything. Everything. I only load pictures on Instagram about 3 days after the facts, just to make sure we have discussed where exactly we were have supposed to have been. If that picture is that you in the reflection. Yeah, but I love it too.
What about you, man? What's going on with you?
Ah, man. I'm Tommy, two girls on both my legs. Where you at, baby? Because he used to be called that, Tommy Two. He even gave himself that nickname, Two Girls on Both My Laps.
I didn't know. Scoop gave me that nickname.
Oh, and then you ran with it.
Then I ran with it. But look, I look up to people who can find each other and love each other and last forever and ever and ever. I look up to that. I think I finally realized that maybe I was doing it wrong all these other years. You know what I'm saying? So now, whoever's going to find me, whoever's going to get me now, whichever girl that I'm going to get or whoever's going to get me now, I think we'll get the best version of a relationship guy. You know, because I've, you know, before I was
before
just
you
like,
were a wild animal.
Application.
Wild animal.
So you,
you
think
know?
You've worked it out of your system by now?
Not. And not in that sense, right? Like,
I still got some.
I have heard 70 and 80 year old men talking, and it's disgusting to hear 70 and 80 year old men like, "Oh, she's hot." That never stops. We're always going to be we never get better.
But I do believe in love, and I have been in love many a time. It's just that I didn't respect the love at that point. I thought it could always come around over and over and over. You know, you always think it will always happen. There'll always be that thing. Then you realize, wait a minute, actually these things, they run out. They like, you know, they're like lives. Like, so you got 9 lives. After 8.5, you're like, hey, now you're on 0.5. You're like, I'll take anybody.
So does this mean you call into love back?
That's what I was gonna say. Are we gonna see him as the subject soon on love back?
That would be such a great episode.
Every
you
season,
bring back some of your episodes.
Yes, when you go to South Africa, it's time. Actually, I win.
You don't know how many times I've tried.
Every season,
I've tried.
That's his master plan, boy. You know what we do for ratings this year, boy? Duan, imagine you. I'm like, every year you say this. Every year you say this shit. I'm not doing it.
Oh, I still think it's a good idea.
He's scared that one of them will bite. I'm like, yes, right? I want you back.
I'm looking forward to Love Back. This is going to be some show next week, Thursday.
Next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Wednesday,
on Mzansi Magic.
And then the other show is Thursday.
Thursday night, Thursday, 8 p.m. Mzansi Magic. Back to
Mzansi Magic is doing some awesome stuff, eh?
Indeed.
Amazing
they
work.
They deserve
amazing.
The audiences they're pulling in.
Definitely. Yeah.
They really do. That's a smart, well-run channel.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Mzansi Magic. Shout out to the whole of Mnet. I mean, after SABC crashed in 2009, it was like, it crashed. No. We were marching the actors. We were like, hey.
It's still there. In fact, here's someone on the line who wants to speak to you from the SABC. Go ahead, sir.
Hala la ma freestata. Hala la. Hala la Limpopo. Hala la. Hala la Gauteng. Hala la. Hala la KwaZulu Natal. Hala la. Hala la Western Cape. Hala la.
Thank you, Claudie. Thank you very much.
No, man, but he brought it back to have that thing. Yeah, he brought it back. Yeah, it's back. It's
but
back.
He says that he single-handedly saved the entertainment business in South Africa.
He says a lot of things.
Yeah.
This guy.
I actually think he single-handedly started the entertainment industry in South Africa. That's how
powerful.
He started it at about 4 or 5. Months old, he was on it.
4 or 5 is right.
Five months old. I was on.
Yes, I see what you did there, Karen. Yeah.
They didn't, they're too white. All right, so listen, what is the big plan? Like, where do you see yourselves in 5 years from now? Because on this trajectory, you could be producing 7 whole channels worth of stuff. And hopefully by then you two are like executive producers. You've got other producers actually putting the shows together, and you just pop in like Steven Spielberg does occasionally on a show, and you go, oh, I think you should move that a little to the right, or I think you should change the lettering on the title sequence.
Well, look, at the moment, you know, we kind of do come in and say change that. Mm-hmm. But we do realize that the thing that drives this thing is our energy at the moment. So we don't want to get too far away from it, no matter how proper the structures are in place.
We also want to
make sure that our DNA is in every show and in everything we do. And hopefully, you know, business is tough. You know, we've survived the first 5 years, but we really don't want to try plan too hard for the next 5 years. We just want to make sure that whatever job and client we have now, we satisfy. Because we have dreams, obviously. We want to be billionaires and have yachts and whatever. So we know the big dream.
Sure.
But we don't want to overlook the steps to get to that. So I'd say we'd love to produce more fiction. Because it's hard dealing with reality all the time. We love reality. We're good at it. But we want to produce more fiction. That way we can sell it outside of our territory as well. You know, if somebody doesn't know a Kanyimbao, let's say, in Nigeria or Ghana, it's going to be hard for me to sell my properties in Nigeria or Ghana. So if I can create a fictional world...
You mentioned Kanyimbao. Look, there she is. She just pitched up. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, great. Love her.
Normally, all you have to do is drop a name and she's there.
Boom. Drop an M and she...
Yeah.
So wow.
That's pretty much... Wayans Brothers. Wow. To sum it up... We want to be the Wayans Brothers.
Well, I don't think it's a bad comparison. I don't think it's the best. It doesn't completely fit, but I mean, hell, who wouldn't want what those guys have got going on?
Definitely, definitely. And we just like to, an empire, basically, you know, something that we can own, that no one can tell you, no one can fire you from, no one can burn it down. No, you know, just for once go, okay, we own this. Let's see what we can do with it.
Because in the end, I mean, this is how fragile it is. You could be producing 10 shows on, like in Mzansi Magic, and then one day the channel director wakes up and they go, we're changing everything. And then you're suddenly out on your backside again. So this is how insecure the entertainment industry is. And people who see you, and they see you on a good night and you're having fun and you're celebrating the launch of two shows in a week, and they go, wow, those guys must be so lucky. They don't know about the stress that goes into producing a show.
They
don't know about the costs. They don't know about the people you have to pay, the deadlines you have to meet.
The lawsuits that come around, you know.
Everything, dude. It happens.
Yeah,
and it's tough. So, I mean, I commend you. To be in this business, you have to have nerves of steel.
And we just want to say to people, there's no point in, like, we've come across a lot of jealousy from people, our own industry peers, because it seems like now we have it all. And it's like, it was actually easier just being an artist. You guys, you have no idea what we embarked on. We're like, don't be jealous. Try and do it. You'll be like, no. Actually, no. I'll go back to just being, you know.
Mabale and I had a guy who's worth a billion rand or something yesterday, right?
Just about.
About there. This guy was sitting here talking to us. We haven't had such a miserable person in the studio for a long time. He's not an angry guy. He's not a miserable human being in terms of, like, he's happy with his success, but he's working so hard for shareholders, for people who he's got in his employ. He's always pushing. He looks very happy and healthy, but he seems exhausted spiritually.
Yeah.
Like, the guy just seems like he's got too much going on. You want to stop him and say, take a deep breath. You've got there. You're there already.
You're all right.
And he won't allow himself just a little breathing room to enjoy all that he's accumulated, because he's constantly thinking about, oh, I need to deliver to my shareholders in London for this, and I need to do that, and I need to do that. So, I mean, on the outside,
he's driving around
think,
in a Ferrari, and we all say,
you know, we're all like, wow.
Ferrari, he's made it. He's not thinking about the Ferrari.
No, he's not enjoying the Ferrari.
He's like, I'm 5 minutes late from my appointment, which is at this time, and then I've got to go here, and then I've got to go there. And he's in a Ferrari. And 98% of us on the road are looking at him going, that's where we want to be.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen with us.
Yeah, definitely. We want to take some time out to, you know.
Especially in a Ferrari. Yeah, in
your
a Ferrari.
Wife, your wife won't let you buy a Ferrari.
Well, you know, we've spoken about it.
But also caring about the production value. You know what my big thing is? What I hate and why we end up sometimes being fed rubbish on television is when production companies then just become sausage factories and they don't care. And they're saying, but we're not making a Rembrandt. We're just making something for the people to keep them busy so the channel can pay us.
And they do that. They take this audience in South Africa for granted. Yeah. They go, they'll watch SABC, so why should we put in high production value?
So what I like about your work from what I've seen is you also infuse yourselves in it, which for me is the biggest sign that people care about what they're doing, when you can already read their personalities in the work.
So. You don't have to see the credits to know that someone produced this who cares for it.
Yeah, that's my final word on it. I love your work, guys.
Thank you very much, Tommy. We love your work. We think
love
you.
Since
you are the best since.
If you can, that role in that film, will be much welcome. Don't worry.
You scratch her back, she'll scratch yours.
Listen,
I do think it's worth saying, and thank you for joining us this morning, Dumi, because we started at 6 o'clock with her this morning. She's never woken up this early in her life. She's hating it. But she came in. She gave us everything from fun and laughter to a crazy political rant to advice for you guys to everything. And we've got to say that we're most proud of the fact that you won that big award at the Comics Choice Awards. You are like the big queen of comedy. You are the queen of South African comedy. So Congratulations.
Let's say first lady. I share that title of queen with many amazing women.
First lady.
I will own it. I will own it. For the next, how many more months of it do I have? 10 months.
10.
For the next 10 months, I will own that title.
There we go. All right, everybody.
Are you allowed to get pregnant with it? You know, like when you win Miss
no.
So are you allowed to get pregnant during
every,
this?
Every time I've been nominated, I've had a baby. So now that I won it, I don't have to have a baby.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.